Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Seder Zra'im. Although the Maseches comes last in Seder Zra'im, Bikurim is actually the first matana given from our produce. When fruit begins to ripen on the tree or the vine, the owner would go down into the orchard and identify the first fruits that are beginning to ripen, and tie a string around them and declare them to be Bikurim. Later, at harvest time, when it's actually fully ripe, and other fruits are as well, those are collected separately and put aside because they are the Bikurim. Bikurim are only taken from the Shivas Aminim, from the seven species that are the praise of Eretz Yisrael. Those are listed in the Torah. Right, the Torah says, Eretz Chita Osora, V'Gefen Utein Avrimon, Eretz Zeis Shemen Udvash. Right, we're talking about wheat, barley, grapes, figs, pomegranates, olives, and dates. Dvash in this case means the honey made from dates. So these seven species are the only ones from which we take Bikurim. Bikurim are then brought to Yerushalayim. They're brought to the Beis HaMikdash at Shavuos time with a great, great ceremony, which is described in the Maseches, and it is put in a basket, or they are put in a basket, and they're given to the Kohen. At that point, a special tefillah is said by the owner, a special tefillah of thanks to Hashem, which is known as Mikra Bikurim. It's also known as Vidui Bikurim, in parallel to the tefillah Vidui Meiser that we learned about back in Maseches Meiser Sheni. The actual text of Mikra Bikurim is largely what is known to us from the Haggadah. It doesn't begin with this, but about one sentence in, it goes into Arami Oved Avi, which is the brief history of the Jewish people that is described in the Haggadah, that we darshan all of the words in the Haggadah, because that describes the origin of the Jewish people, how Shem took us through all of our troubles and eventually took us out of Egypt and gave us this wonderful land. And now here we are bringing the first fruits to Hashem. So after saying Vidui Meiser, the Kohen takes the basket and puts it down next to the Mizbeach, and then the owner leaves, and the Kohen gets to keep the basket and the fruits that are in the basket. Now, it is not everyone that has the opportunity to bring Bikurim, and also not everyone who brings Bikurim is able to say Mikra Bikurim. And so our Masechet deals with, first and foremost, who brings Bikurim and who does not. And those who do bring Bikurim, whether or not, who gets to say Mikra Bikurim and who does not. Our Masechet also has the process for bringing Bikurim, including the entire ceremony. Our Masechet also, at one point, has a discussion which is a comparison between the halachos of Bikurim, Truma, and Meiser Sheni, because each of them is similar to the others in some ways, and yet different from the others in other ways. And because of this conversation, the Masechet also has a whole bunch of other topics in which we are comparing things, where there is item A that is like item B in some ways, and like item C in other ways. And so there's a few of those within our Masechet. Now, we mentioned earlier that even though that the Bikurim are the first Matana given, but even though they are given first, they are not mentioned first in Seder Zra'im, because, as we've noted, the Bikurim are actually brought from relatively limited crops. And even among those crops, right, the seven species, and even among those crops, they are not brought by everyone who's actually growing those crops. And since the other matanos that we started with, Peah and Truma and Meiser, those are really for everybody from every crop and for everybody who owns crops, more or less. And Bikurim is relatively limited, therefore Bikurim is all the way at the end. And that finishes off our Seder.